We begin today's lesson from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 19.
開始今日嘅聖經課咧，我哋請打開哥林多後書五章十七至十九節。
The New Testament Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 to 19.
新約聖經哥林多後書五章十七至十九節。
So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us.
十七節，若有人在基督裏，他就是新造的人，舊事已過，都變成新的了。一切都是出於神，他藉著基督使我們與他和好，又將勸人與他和好的職份賜給我們。這就是神在基督裏叫世人與自己和好，不將他們的過犯歸到他們身上，並且將這和好的道理托付了我們。
The message of Christianity for the world is called the gospel.
基督教的信息就叫做福音。
The gospel is therefore God's message for the world.
咁因此，福音亦都係神要俾世人嘅一個信息。
If you are like me and my wife who love watching films,
假如你好似我同我太太一樣係喜歡睇電影嘅話呢
？After we watched a film, we always enjoy sitting down to discuss about the film.
每一次我哋睇完電影之後，我哋都好喜歡咧坐低，然之後討論一下呢個故事。
With a good film, an outstanding film, there are so many things to talk about.
如果一套好戲嘅話咧，其實係好多嘢可以傾嘅。
If you don't know too much about the film, at least you can talk about the characters.
如果你唔係好懂得睇電影嘅話，最少你都可以留意到呢個主角啊。
The storyline.
或者故事嘅情節啦。
The climax and its ending.
高潮啊，或者結束咧。
But for those of you who know a bit more about film, you can talk about the director.
假如你係懂得多一啲電影嘅時候咧，你仲會研究埋呢一個導演添。
The producer behind it all.
或者一個製片家。
The person who wrote the script.
同埋寫劇本嘅人。
If we compare the gospel to a film.
假如我哋將福音同電影做一個比較。
What is the gospel's storyline?
咁福音嘅故事情節又如何呢
？Who is the protagonist?
主角係邊一個呢
？Oh, how many protagonists are there?
啊，究竟咧有幾多個主角喺度啊
？In some films, there is only one single protagonist.
有啲電影咧只有單一個嘅主角。
In other films, there are more than one.
有另一啲電影咧係超過一個主角。
Two or many.
兩個或者多個。
Sometimes a whole community, a people, are the protagonists.
有時咧係一個社群、一個團體係嗰個主角。
What is the gospel's storyline?
咁福音嘅故事情節又係點嘅呢
？Who is the protagonist?
主角又係邊個呢
？A protagonist of a film appears most frequently in the film.
個主角咧喺套電影裏邊係出現係會最多嘅。
Supposing the Bible in your hands is the script.
假如你手上嘅聖經係一本劇本啊。
Who is the character or the figure who appears most frequently in the Bible?
咁喺聖經所出現最多嘅主角係邊一個呢
？A quick computer search shows us this.
一個快快嘅電腦上嘅搜索咧，就有以下結論。
The Hebrew scripture, the Old Testament, the name Jesus does not appear at all.
希伯来圣经即系旧约圣经，耶稣呢个名字咧系完全冇出现过嘅。
Not once.
一次都冇出现过。
The name Yahweh, that is the name of the God of the Bible.
但系 Yahweh 呢个名字咧，亦都即系圣经 嘅神嘅名字啦。
The name that has been mistranslated as 耶和華 in our Chinese Bible
呢個名字咧，亦都係喺中文聖經係翻譯錯咗，翻譯成咧耶和華。
And in almost all the English Bible translations, unfortunately, the name Yahweh has been replaced by the word Lord in capital letters.
但是在几乎所有的英文翻译本里面，很可惜的呢，就是亚伟的名字呢是被 Lord 大写的主这个英文字代替了。
But supposing we count the number of times the name Yahweh or 耶和华 occurs in the Bible，
但是假如我们数下在旧约圣经亚伟的名字或者耶和华这个错翻译的名字的出现次数呢？
6,828 times in the Hebrew Scripture alone.
单单在希伯来旧约圣经就出现了6,828次。
So we move from the Hebrew Scripture, the Old Testament, to now the Greek New Testament Scripture.
那我们从希伯来旧约圣经现在转到去看新约圣经了。
The name Jesus occurs 917 times.
耶稣的名字出现了917次。
Many.
都很多了。
But under 1,000 times.
但是都是不足1,000次的。
The name Yahweh, the name of God, does not appear in the New Testament scripture at all.
但是神的名字 Yahweh 呢，在新约圣经就直接没有出现。
That's very strange.
很奇怪哦。
In the Old Testament, 6,800 times.
在旧约圣经就出现了6,800多次。
In the New Testament scripture, the name Yahweh occurs not in one place.
但是在新约圣经， Yahweh 这个名字竟然一次都没有。
We've got to find out why.
我们要问为什么。
But the word God occurs 1,265 times in the New Testament scripture.
但是神这个字呢，在新约圣经就出现了1,265次。
Remember, the name Jesus occurs 917 times.
大家请记住，耶稣这个名字出现了917次。
The word God, 1,265 times.
神这个字出现了1,265次。
And because in the New Testament, Jesus calls God our Father in heaven,
因为在新约圣经，耶稣称神为天父。
So every time the New Testament says Father or Father in heaven, it means Yahweh God.
所以每一次你在新约圣经看到天父啊、父啊，这个都是讲紧耶和神。
And how many times the word Father or our Father in heaven occurs?
咁父呢个字或者我们的父呢个字又出现咗几多次呢？
237 times.
出现了237次。
If you add the 1,200 times the word God with 200 times or more the word Father, you have a subtotal of 1,500 times referring to God, our Father in heaven.
假如你将神出现的次数加上父出现的次数，你总共会得到超过1,500次。
So which figure appears most frequently in the New Testament scripture?
所以在新約聖經裡面，究竟哪一個人物的出現次數最多呢？
Or in a film, which character appears on camera more frequently?
又或者在部電影裡面，哪一個在鏡頭前出現得最多呢？
In the New Testament alone, God our Father, 1,500 times.
單單在新約聖經，神我们的父就出现了1,500次。
Jesus, our Lord, 917 times.
耶稣我们的主出现了917次。
But if you add the Hebrew scripture, the Old Testament, together with the New,
但是假如你将旧约圣经和新约圣经出现的次数加上呢？
Yahweh God appears approximately 9,000 times.
Yahweh 神呢，这个字的次数出现了大概成9,000次。
And Jesus, 900 times.
而耶稣呢，就900次。
The character Yahweh appears 10 times more frequently than Jesus.
Yahweh 这个人物，比起耶稣这个名字出现的次数高出10倍。
The gospel is primarily concerned with God's salvation plan for mankind.
福音呢，基本上是关于神对人类的救恩计划。
Last time we saw that the New Testament scripture explains that plan in three phases.
上一次我们提到呢，新约圣经是将这个救恩计划解释，这个救恩计划呢是分成三期的。
Phase one.
第一期。
Yahweh God came down from heaven to earth and dwelt inside Jesus.
耶和神从天来到住在耶稣里。
Since Jesus' birth,
自从耶稣的出世
through the time of Jesus' baptism,
从耶稣的浸礼
his whole life,
他整生
the death of Jesus on the cross,
耶稣死在十字架上。
And resurrection from the dead.
从死里复活。
And finally, when Jesus was received into heaven,
直至到最后，他是被接升天。
Yahweh God dwelt inside Jesus.
耶和神是住在耶稣里面。
Through Jesus, God was reconciling the world to himself, as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
通过耶稣，神与世人和好，就正如我们刚才读的圣经一样。
Phase two.
第二期。
Phase two is now.
第二期呢就是现在。
Today, Jesus is in heaven.
今日呢，耶稣已经在天上。
I don't mean just figuratively speaking or symbolically speaking.
我意思呢，不是说象征性的意义或者是比喻式的意义。
The Bible proclaims, and I believe, today Jesus is alive and is in heaven.
圣经讲到，而我亦都相信今日嘅耶稣已经喺天上，佢系活嘅，活着嘅。
Now Yahweh dwells in His church in the same way that He used to dwell in Jesus.
现在Yahweh神系住喺佢嘅教会里面，正如昔日Yahweh点样住喺耶稣里。
The church is called the body of Christ.
教会亦都称为基督嘅身体。
In phase two, Yahweh is continuing the work of reconciliation through the church.
在第二期里面，耶和神是通过地上的教会呢，继续做紧去同人和好的工作。
This is precisely what we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
这个正正是刚才我们读的哥林多后书五章所讲的。
After Jesus finished his part of the work, now Yahweh entrusts the same mission to the church.
耶稣完成了他自己那部分的工作之后，现在神已经将这个使命和责任交了给今天的教会。
Phase 3
第三个阶段。
On one future day
第三期就是将来有一
天， Yahweh together with his Christ will come from heaven to earth again。
Yahweh 和他的基督，他们会再一次回到这个地上。
Again, I'm not talking about symbolically, figuratively.
同样呢，我都唔系讲紧比喻性、象征性嘅嘢。
Whether you feel this part of the script is too hard to believe, but this is precisely what the Bible proclaims.
或者你会觉得，如果系一个剧本嘅话，呢个剧本呢部分可能好难相信。但系咧，就系呢一部分嘅剧本咧，呢本圣经系宣扬紧。
And I believe it with all my heart.
而我全心全意的是相信。
The kingdom of God on that day will be ushered in, and that means the rule of God on earth.
到那天，神会引进他的天国，也就是说是神的，在地上的统治。
Death will be defeated and destroyed.
死亡就会被打败，会被灭。
Resurrection and immortal life will be rewarded to those who are in Christ.
那些在基督里的人呢，就会得到复活和不死的生命。
According to this script, Yahweh God is the focal figure throughout phases 1, 2, and 3.
根据这个剧本或者故事情节呢，耶和神是第一、二、三期的焦点人物。
As one English translation of the New Testament, the MIT says,God is the originator, the implementer, and the finisher of the plan.
就正如呢，其中一本英文嘅圣经译本咁讲，呢本译本叫做 MIT。神就系救恩计划嘅始创者、实现者、 同埋完成者。
Clearly, Yahweh God is the protagonist of the film.
好明顯咧，亞伯神就係呢部電影嘅主角。
But within that plan for mankind, the man Jesus Christ is the most important character.
但係喺呢個計劃裡面咧，耶穌基督呢個人就係最主要嘅人物啦，最重要嘅。
Jesus Christ is the first man to be raised from the dead.
耶稣基督是第一个人是从死里复活的。
He was the first man to be granted immortality.
他是第一个人是被赏赐不死的生命的。
He has been appointed Yahweh's plenipotentiary.
他被亚非点了做他的全权代表。
He has been appointed as head of the church.
他被指派了做教会的头。
So that the church is his body.
所以教会就是他的身体。
Jesus and the church together would make one new mankind.
耶稣和教会合起来就成为新人类。
Jesus is the savior for those who obey him.
耶稣就是那些愿意听从他的人的救主。
Who will be granted resurrection and immortality like Jesus.
他们将会好像耶稣一样得到复活。嘅生命同埋不死嘅生命。
This is the script that is the Bible。
呢个就系圣经嘅剧本啦。
This is the storyline。
呢个就系故事嘅情节啦。
The Hebrew scripture prophesied that Yahweh would come from heaven to earth one day。
希伯来圣经旧约圣经咧就预言到神将来佢一定系会从天再嚟到呢个地上。
Oh, do you find this part of the script very hard to believe?
你会唔会觉得呢一部分嘅情节啦，都好难置信呢
？Regardless whether you feel this is incredible, this is precisely what the Bible is proclaiming.
难以置信与否，呢个正正就喺圣经所要宣扬嘅嘢。
Now, either this script is outlandish and incredible, or the gospel for mankind be true.
一系咧就系呢本圣经讲嘅嘢系难以置信。又或者这个是对人类来讲是最好的信消息。
Who is God who will come from heaven down to earth?
谁是从天上来到地上呢
Since we just mentioned about a prophecy of the coming of God to earth, let us turn to the very words of the prophecy.
我们刚刚正讲到神要来到地上的预言，我们就回去以赛亚书看一看。
Let's turn to the middle of the Bible, Isaiah.Chapter 40, starting from verse 3 on to 5.
以赛亚书四十章三至五节。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 3 to 5.
以赛亚书四十章三至五节。
A voice cries out, In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord.Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. For you who are reading the English Bible, notice the word Lord is spelled with capital letters. This word Lord in capital letters refers to the Hebrew name of God, Yahweh. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill will be made low, and uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain.Then the glory of Yahweh shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. I have restored the name Yahweh to its original place.
三至五节，有人声喊着说，在旷野预备亚非的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。一切山洼都要填满，大小山岗都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。亚非的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是亚非亲口说的。
This prophecy comes straight from Yahweh God Himself。
呢一句预言呢系。亚非神亲口讲嘅。
There's something God will do。
系一啲神会做嘅嘢。
God will come to this planet, and all mankind through satellites and TV and will see the glory of God's appearing together。
神会再一次嚟到呢个地上， 全人類啊都會睇得到神嘅來臨。
衛星、
人造衛星啊、電視機啊、轉播啊，都會睇得到。
And the servants of God are told to prepare for God's coming to earth.
而神嘅仆人呢，就話佢哋要去預備神再一次翻嚟。
Let's read on verses 9 to 11.
請我哋繼續睇第九至十一節。
Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, Here is your God. See, the Lord Yahweh comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He, that is Yahweh, will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep.
第九节，报好信息，即是福音啦。报好信息给锡安的啊，你要登高山；报好信息给耶路撒冷的啊，你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕。对犹大的城邑说：看啊，你们的神主耶和华必像大能者临到，他的膀臂必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中。慢慢引導那乳養小羊的。
Let us turn to the New Testament scripture, the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 13.
請大家翻去新約聖經的提多書，在後面的提多書二章十三節。
We wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神，和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
There are several things that we must note about this important sentence.
我们必须要留意几点。
First of all, in my English NRSV translation, the word manifestation actually means appearing.
在我的英文譯本裡面呢， manifestation 這個字其實意思就即是顯現了。
If you're using an English translation and not a Chinese Bible,
假如你是用英文聖經的話，
the second thing to note, there is a word hour. In my English translation, NRSV, the word hour is placed in front of great God instead of in front of Savior Jesus Christ.
哦，喺我英文譯本裏邊咧，我們呢兩個字咧係嘅譯本係擺咗喺神呢個字嘅前邊，就唔係擺喺救主嘅前邊。
Now our Chinese Bible is correct in this place。
咁反而咧，中文嘅譯本咧就翻譯得對啦。
The word hour should be placed in front of Savior Jesus Christ according to the Greek original。
按照希臘原文聖經講嘅咧，我們呢個字咧係應該。
So let me read the English translation again according to the Greek original.
让我咧重新按照希腊原文圣经将呢个翻译读一次。
Titus 2:13. While we wait for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
咁中文译本又译得啱啦，就系等候所盼望的福。并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
To be able to see the appearing of Yahweh God and His Christ Jesus is the hope of the Christian Church.
系能够见到神同埋佢嘅基督从天上降临喺地上咧，就系我哋基督徒嘅一个盼望。
Notice our Heavenly Father is called God.Great God in this place.
请大家留意，我哋天上嘅父喺呢节圣经里边被称为至大的神。
And Jesus Christ, our Lord, is called Savior, our Savior.
而耶稣基督咧就系被称为我哋嘅救主。
There are two characters involved here.
喺呢度咧有两个人物。
God, Yahweh, and the man, Christ Jesus.
耶和神同埋耶稣人子。
Justice.Jesus has been received into heaven, he will come back with Yahweh God.
就正如耶稣怎样被接升天呢？ 佢终有一日都会同亚伯神一齐再一次翻嚟呢一个地上。
To be absolutely sure we are reading the Bible correctly, let us compare this sentence with Titus chapter 1 and verse 4.
我哋想去真正去确定我哋刚才嘅理解系对咧，睇下第一章嘅第四节。
Verse 4 in chapter 1.
第一章嘅第四节嘅最尾嗰句。
To Titus, my loyal child in the faith we share.Grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Savior.
第四节话咧系写信俾提多，咁我哋跳到最尾嗰句，愿因为平安从父神和我们的救主基督耶稣归于你们。
You see, Yahweh, our Father in heaven, is God. Christ Jesus, the man, is our Savior.
大家睇到嘛？天父系神，基督耶稣呢个人系我哋嘅救主。
And both will come to earth from heaven on one future glorious day.
他们两位终有一日都会从天上再一次来到地上。
Some of you are leaving the UK for China very soon.
我们当中有几个人呢就快要离开英国回到大陆。
If you have learned anything from this church in the UK,
如果你在英国里面学，在这间教会学到什么的话，
You have at least listened to the message of Christianity.
最少咧，你能够听得到嘅就系基督教嘅要传嘅信息。
You have learned the basic storyline of the Bible.
你已经知道咗圣经嘅基本嘅故事情节啦。
What is that storyline?
呢个故事情节系乜嘢呢？
Yahweh's salvation plan for the whole of mankind in three phases.
就系神对人类嘅救恩计划系分三期。
If you say, hey, the Bible tells us that the true God is invisible to the human eyes.
但你说、哦、真正的神、啊、是眼看不见的。
Even if he appears, how can whole mankind see him?
即使他显现了，那我们又怎会见得到呢？
Well, it's true, the only true God is invisible.
没错，独一的真神呢是眼见不到的。
But the Bible also tells us that Yahweh God cares for mankind very much.
但圣经也都讲到，亚伯神系好关心人类。
The Hebrew Scripture has recorded for us several times that Yahweh appeared to people in a human form.
喺旧约嘅圣经，有多次嘅记录咗，亚伯神都系以人形出现啊，向人显现。
He appeared to Abraham at least twice.Genesis chapter 17, Genesis chapter 18.
他至少向亚伯拉罕出现了，显现了两次。
At first, Abraham didn't know he was God.
起初亚伯拉罕是不知道这个是神。
Because that person looked every bit like a human being.
因为在他面前的就是一个人形，是人来的。
Only when God continued to talk with Abraham, he realized, oh, you are Yahweh.
但是当这个面前的人继续跟亚伯拉罕讲话的时候，亚伯拉罕才意识到面前这个是神。
Yahweh appeared to Jacob, the grandson of Abraham.
Yahweh 亦都向雅各，就是亚伯拉罕的孙显现。
Jacob wrestled with that being throughout the night.
雅各跟一个人在这里摔角。
He thought the other person was a wrestler.
他以为对方是一个摔跤者。
Only in the morning, Jacob realized,I've seen God face to face, and I survive.
直至到去到天亮嘅时候，佢先至发现咧，原来同佢摔跤嗰个系神，但系我仍然系活着啊。
Genesis chapter 32,
创世记嘅32章。
And then Yahweh God appeared to Moses as the angel of Yahweh.
而亚伯亦都向摩西显现。在出埃及记第二章那里就讲到，原来向摩西显现的那个就是亚伯自己。
So in order to help him, mankind to come to know him, why should it be so strange if on that future day, Yahweh would appear on earth so the whole mankind can see him?
既然亚伯神是这么希望人可以认识他，那如果要亚伯神向每一个人显现，那又有什么那么奇怪呢？
This is the beginning of phase 3 of the script.
这个就是这个剧本的第三期了。
This is the hope of the Christian church.
也是基督教教会的一个盼望。
This is also the hope of the whole mankind.
也是人类的盼望。
I can't think of a film, I can't think of a script that is better than this.
我想不到另外一个更好的剧本了。
If this is true, this is truly the good news, the gospel.
如果是真的话，那这个的确是一个好消息，是一个福音。
As you can see, I'm getting very excited.
你都见到我是很兴奋。
My sentences are getting longer and making very difficult for my wife.
我越讲越长了，翻译就很困难。
Let's sum up some more before we go on.
那我即管去归纳一下。
The storyline of the gospel is about Yahweh and his great love for mankind.
福音的故事情节是关于亚非和他对人的大爱。
First, his love for Jesus, the man.
首先，他爱耶稣这个人。
And also those who follow Jesus.
还有爱所有跟随耶稣的人。
But in this script, Yahweh is the protagonist.
但在这个剧本里面，亚非的确是个主角。
The statistics show Jesus is not.
数据显示的耶稣不是个主角。
Although within that plan of God, Jesus is the most important character.
虽然在亚非的计划里面，耶稣是一个最重要的角色。
But Jesus would have no role, no position outside of Yahweh's plan.
但是在亚非神的计划以外，耶稣是没有角色，是没有地位的。
Let us turn to the book of Romans, chapter 11.
请大家翻去罗马书十一章。
The book of Romans, chapter 11, first 33, and then we'll go on to 36.
罗马书十一章三十三节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 33.
罗马书十一章三十三节。
Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! Let me jump to verse 36. For from him, that is from God, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
三十三节，甚在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。三十六节，因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
God is the originator, the implementer, and the finisher of all things.
神呢，就是这个救恩计划一切的创始者、实现者和完成者。
We've seen then the storyline of the gospel.
我们都要看到福音的故事情节。
But then in the Christian church, there is the doctrine of the Trinity that is very popular.
但是在基督教教会里面，有一个叫做三位一体的教义是非常的普遍。
By a very sharp contrast,The doctrine of the Trinity focuses on Jesus as God.
这个三位一体的道理呢，个焦点就是耶稣是神。
In other words, according to the doctrine of the Trinity, Jesus is the protagonist.
意思就是说呢，根据这个三位一体的道理呢，耶稣才是那个的主角。
On Christmas Day, God the Son came down from heaven and became the man Jesus.
圣诞节的时候呢，就是这个圣子去从天而降，成为了人子耶稣。
Because Jesus was God, Jesus worked miracles and spoke words of life.
咁亦都因为耶稣是神呢，所以佢行神迹，又传讲生命的道。
Because Jesus loved the world, God died, that is, Jesus died on the cross to take away the sins of the world.
因为呢，耶稣神呢就爱世人，所以耶稣这个神呢就死在十字架上面，去除去世人的罪。
And because Jesus was God, he rose from the dead on the third day.
咁因为耶稣是神呢，佢就第三日从死里复活。
And as God, Jesus returned to heaven.
佢就是这样以神的身份翻翻升翻天。
Because Jesus is God, He will come again from heaven to earth to judge the world.
亦都因为耶稣是神，他会再一次来到这个世上，来到审判世人。
I've explained to you two scripts, two storylines.
我就向大家解释了这两个故事情节，两个剧本。
In the Trinitarian storyline, the protagonist is different.
三位一体论里面，那个主角是不同的。
Because the protagonist is different, the script has been changed.
因为主角不同啊，所以剧本都是转咗。
Something is seriously wrong here.
一啲好严重嘅错误系犯咗。
We are not talking about two slightly different interpretations of the Bible.
我哋呢度咧唔系讲紧一啲圣经上一啲好少嘅解释上嘅分歧啫。
We are talking about two different scripts.
我哋嘅情系讲紧两本唔同嘅剧本。
All because the protagonist has been changed.
因为咧，这个连主角都系转埋。
I'm about to close now.
我即将要去结束啦。
You see, we are now in phase two of God's salvation plan.
你知道吗？我哋而家喺神嘅计划里边咧，系喺第二期。
As we have seen from the Bible, in phase two, Yahweh is still the focal figure.
正如我哋头先睇圣经睇到啦，喺第二期里面，亚伯神仍然系一个主角。
Now Jesus Christ is in heaven。
而家耶稣已经喺天上。
At God's right hand。
喺神嘅右边。
Having finished his part of the work。
佢就完成咗做完咗佢自己嗰份嘅工作啦。
亚伯 continues to reconcile the world to himself through the church。
现在亚伯神要藉住教会，要继续佢要同人世人和好。
In closing, we ask this final question.
在我们结束的时候，我要问最后一个问题。
What is the present situation of the church in phase two?
在第二期里面，现今的教会的状况是如何呢？
How does it compare with the situation of Jesus Christ in phase one?
现今的教会和在第一期的耶稣要比较的话，是怎样呢？他们两者的情况怎可以相比到呢？
Well, the church has the same mission as Jesus Christ.
比较呢，就是教会和耶稣一样有相同的使命。
Reconciliation is the same mission that Jesus had and the church now has.
和好这个使命呢，是昔日耶稣的工作，也是现在教会的工作。
Secondly,
第二点，
the church has received the same gift of Yahweh's Spirit.
教会是领受了同一个灵，就是Yahweh的灵。
The day when Jesus was baptized, he received the Spirit of Yahweh.
当耶稣受洗那天，他是领受了Yahweh神的灵。
The day when a believer is baptized, the person received the same Spirit of God, Yahweh.
同样道理，今日一个人受洗嘅时候，佢都会领受同一个 Yahweh 嘅灵。
It's the same gift.
系同一份礼物。
Just as Yahweh dwelled inside Jesus.
就正如 Yahweh 住喺耶稣里。
Today, Yahweh's Spirit dwells in the church.
今日咧，同样道理 ，Yahweh 嘅灵系住喺教会里。
And also dwells within individual believers of the church.
亦都系住喺教会里边个别嘅信徒里边。
That's why the Bible also describes the church as the temple of God.
所以咧，圣经亦都形容到教会系称为神嘅殿。
Thirdly,
第三点
，Yahweh has set the same goal for Jesus Christ as well as for the church.
亚伯神是对耶稣亦都对教会立了同一个目标。
What is the goal?
个目标是什么呢？
Perfection.
完美或者完全。
The only difference is, Jesus our Lord has reached that goal.
唯一一个分别就是耶稣已经达到了这个目标。
He reached the goal of perfection by Yahweh's indwelling.
藉着亚伯住在他里面，他达到了完美这个目标。
But also through his absolute obedience to God.
其实也都是通过他自己对神的绝对的服从。
The church is far from perfection.
教会是距离这个完美的目标还好很远。
Now let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 8 to 9.
请大家翻去希伯来书五章八至九节。希伯来书五章八至九节。
Verse 8 to 9. Although he, that is Jesus, was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人，成了永远得救的根源。
Jesus was the Son of God, but a man.
耶稣是神的儿子，但是他是一个人。
He had to learn obedience through the things he suffered.
他要通过他所受的苦学顺从。
And only through a lifetime of obedience, he attained perfection.
唯有他一整生这样去不断地去顺从神，他才会达得到完全。
Notice the passive voice in the English Bible.
留意一下在英文译本里面这个被动式。
Jesus has to be made perfect.
第九节，耶稣呢，是要成为完全。
He has to become perfect through a lifetime of obedience.
他要成为完全，是要通过整生人的顺从。
And only after his rich perfection, he has become the source of salvation for those who obey him.
唯有当他达到了完全，他才可以成为其他跟从他的人的得救的源头。
Now finally, we turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 13 to 14.
现在我们回去以弗所书第四章
Verse 13 and 14
13, 14节
Let me begin from verse 11 to verse 14
我们从11节开始看起至到14节
The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets,Some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ, that is the church. Until all of us, that is the church of God, come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children,tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness in deceitful scheming.
第十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。基督的身体即是教会。直等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再作小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Please note in verses 11 and 12.
请首先留意十一、十二节。
The Church of God has a long way to go.
神的教会还有排才达到目标。
The Church of God needs building up and teaching.
神的教会是需要被建立，需要受教导。
In verse 13, we see a description of the goal.
而第十三节我们就看到个目标了。
The church should arrive at the unity of the faith and the knowledge of Jesus, the Son of God.
这个目标呢，就是说我们要在认识神的儿子的信仰上要同归于一。
And then this goal is also described as maturity in my NRSV translation.
这个目标呢，换句话讲，也是要长大成人。
The Greek original has two words, andra telion.
希腊的原文是有两个字
Andratelion means perfect man
Andratelion 的意思就是一个完全人
I say again Andratelion in the original Bible script means perfect man
在圣经的原文的意思是完全人
But unfortunately in our Chinese translation we see the words 长大成人
但很不幸中文圣经翻译成长大成人
The idea of perfection has disappeared.
这个完全人这个意识呢，是翻译不到出来了。
The same unfortunate result is found in the English translation.
英文都是一样的错误。
Although perfection includes the idea of maturity, but being a perfect man is much, much more than just being mature.
虽然一个完全人都是长大成人但是成为一个完全的人都不单止是只是长大
The goal of the Church of God is to arrive at perfection just as Jesus Christ
神的教会他们的目标应该是完全，也正如耶稣的目标都是完全一样。
That's why the next line says to arrive at the fullness of the stature of Christ.
所以下一句，最后一句就说了，我们教会要达到基督长成的身量。
So the church has the same mission as Jesus.
所以教会同耶稣一样有同一个使命。
The church has received the same gift of God's Spirit as Jesus.
教会同耶稣一样去领受同一个神的灵。
The church shares the same goal.
教会同耶稣一样都有同一个的目标。
The only difference is the church has a long way to go before reaching the goal.
同耶稣的唯一的分别就是教会还有排都未到这个完全。
The present situation of the Church of God on earth is very serious indeed.
现今的神的教会在地上的教会的状况是非常的严重。
Which means the present situation of Christianity is very serious indeed.
也就是说基督教的状况是非常的严重。
And the main hindrance for the church is erroneous human doctrines.
而最大妨碍我们去达到这个目标的就是错误的教导了，错误的人为教导。
Erroneous doctrines about who Jesus Christ is.
这个错误的教导就是关于耶稣是谁。
To reach that goal, Yahweh, a God, must have his proper place.
要达到这个目标的话，耶和神必须摆他在一个正确的位置。
And as a church, we must discern what is wrong, what is right about Jesus Christ.
我们作为一个教会，我们必须要去分辨关于耶稣基督是谁，什么教导是错，什么教导是对呢？
Today, I'd like to conclude this topic which I began in January this year.
今天我想总结，就是为了我讲的这个系列作一个结论。
From January this year, I've asked the question, what does it mean to be human truly?
从一月开始，我就开始这个系列，我就问了大家一个问题，作为一个真正的人是什么意思呢？
To be truly human is to be like Jesus Christ.
去做一个真正的人就是好像耶稣基督一样。
The only perfect man.
他是唯一的完全人。
Jesus Christ is wholly devoted to Yahweh.
耶稣基督是完全全心全意的对 Yahweh.
And he is perfect in love for his fellow men.
而他对他的人类的同胞呢，是有完全的爱。
In other words,
换句话说，
to be truly human is to become spiritual people like Jesus.
去做一个真正的人，去做一个真正的人就是要成为一个属灵人，就好像耶稣一样。
And that means to be changed from our selfish, self-centered attitude to being God-centered people.
也就是说，我们要从一个自我中心的人成为一个以神为中心的人。
And not merely become a morally good person.
而不是单单做一个有道德的人。
To be spiritual is infinitely more than being morally good.
去做一个属灵人是远远超过做一个道德的人。
Finally,
而最后，
to be truly human is to be raised from the dead by Yahweh God.
去做一个真正的人就是要被神叫我们从死里复活。
To be truly human is to be given a new body of immortality.
去做一个真正的人就即是说要得到这个新的身体，一个不死的身体。
So that we will be fit to share Yahweh's eternal life with him in his kingdom.
好让我们在神的国里面是可以配得适合进入神的国，承受Yahweh神的永生。
So this I commit to you the message of Christianity.
今天我就跟大家讲了基督教的要理了。
Let us conclude in prayer.